connected. Jennifer Horn is connected. I know that. She's one of the sweetest tweeters I know. We have lots of sweet tweets.
I'm a sweet tweet.
You are a sweet tweet. It's January 31st, 2012. On the radio, are you listening on your iPhone, your iPad, your Android? Are you listening on a typewriter?
I miss a good typewriter, you know, and carbon paper.
Isn't an iPhone, iPad, Android, all of these things are really typewriters connected by audio. Have you thought about it that way? They're all typewriters.
Right.
Yeah. It's like a pigeon with a note taped to it, in a sense.
A courier pigeon?
Right. Isn't that what they are? I think they are, in fact. 800-510-8255. Hello. It's the Doug Stephan Good Day program. Florida primary is today. A lot of people are talking about that. We have a lot of people listening to this program in Florida. And so as a result of all of the speculative comments from some of our friends in the news media, the old style Florida, the old Florida that I knew as a kid, you knew as a kid, is Florida the same way it used to be? My sense is it isn't. The old senior citizen central, it was the doorway, what do they used to call it, the gateway to God or something, where all the old people went. I don't sense that it's like that. There's a stereotypical thing that isn't. It started after the war. A lot of people, grandparents wanted to be warm, and so they went down to Florida. And so it was the early bird special state, right? What'd you think about that when you think about Florida early bird? 5 o'clock.
Definitely.
Bad 5 o'clock drivers, retirement communities, amusement parks, God's waiting room. That's the term I was looking for. Right? But now it isn't that way anymore. I don't give the credence to all these people that say, it's so full of seniors, they carry the day. 17% of Florida's population is over the age of 65. Do you know that? That's it.
No.
Only 17%. How many people do that? Raise your hands. No, see, most people didn't get it. So if you're in Florida, call us at 800-510-8255 and tell us what you think about what the rest of the country thinks about Florida. 22% of Floridians are under the age of 18.
Really?
And then, of course, there is the immigration situation.
Right.
Let's see here. Both Tallahassee and Gainesville are among the top 10 youngest cities in America, as a matter of fact. Median age is about 25, 26 in there. There's a lot of diversity, I think, in Florida, a great deal of diversity in Florida. There are a lot of people who hold AARP cards. No question about it. But it isn't the large majority that we kind of think it is, or that we're led to believe that it is, or if we don't go there. See, I've said this myself. I lived in Florida for a while. I worked in Florida, part-time Floridian for years, because my father, when my mother got sick in the 60s, he bought a little place in Palm Beach County for $14,000. I remember it like it was yesterday. I drove the car down with my father. And my mother spent a good deal of time there before she passed, from the mid-60s till 71. And it was because it was quiet around. My father really couldn't afford it. Well, so he said anyway, but $14,000. I remember the place. 14 grand wasn't bad for where it was, a place actually on the beach, if you can believe it, Jennifer. $14,000 for a two-bedroom condo in a little old building.
You can't get a box on a beach for $14,000 now.
Right. That's what they rent. We've got houses here in Los Angeles. A friend of mine has a beautiful home up on a perch not far from where I am in the canyon, and he's going to rent his house out for the Oscars for $30,000 for a week.
Wow.
$30,000.
Think I could get that for my house?
For a week. You might be able to get it if people bought it. Maybe if you're going to sell it to them. That's it. You know, anyway, the point is that there are a lot of things that are not true about Florida, I think, that we perceive to be true. Cuban Americans make up 30% of the Hispanic population of Florida. The rest of them are Latin Americans, not Cubans. And there's a whole Latinos versus Hispanics, another discussion that takes place. Colombians, Puerto Ricans, Dominicans, Mexicans, Venezuelans. They're all over Florida. And then there is this business about Mitt Romney, and I don't want to get into that, but I think that we don't perceive. My point here is not to be political, but to be moderately judgmental about the typical Floridian. If you are in Florida, whether it's in the north where the jet is, or down south in the areas where we are in Fort Myers, and over in the central part of the state, over on the east coast, whether you're listening in Melbourne, or down the Space Coast into Vero Beach country, Indian River down there into Palm Beach County. So what say you when it comes to describing Florida as God's gateway or other thing? What's the influence of all? Look at the growth of places like Vero Beach. Unfortunately, Melbourne doesn't have the growth there that it did because of the shutdown of the space effort there for the most part. But you go down, I mean, I don't think they're dying by any stretch of the imagination. But, you know, it's, and I'm one who has always been a big supporter of the space program. I think what's being done to that area is outrageous. But you see a lot of, they don't come back there because there is warm weather and there's a lot of great industry potential, a lot of available space, that sort of thing. And people will be attracted to that because people want to be warm. They want to start businesses where it's warm. They want to live where it's warm. And Florida is the perfect place for that, as is Southern California and Arizona. And now we have a baseball season beginning to be a lot more attention on some of the Florida spots where there are training camps.
Mm-hmm.
I think that we don't understand. We think of Iowa as farming country and hayseed country. New Hampshire is a bunch of hicks. South Carolina, think about all of the places where there have been primaries. The Carolinas, South Carolina, North Carolina, changed dramatically. Tons of Northerners have moved in, not only from the Northeast, but from the Chicagoans mm-hmm. that have moved down into the Carolinas. I know tons of people who have done that. So anyway, I think that we are not fair. And then you go down to Key West, where we are heard. It's basically a Caribbean, almost a Caribbean island. That's a neat play Key West.
I have always wanted to go to Key West.
And there's a lot of difference
about it.
Well, the thing is, it's a big state. So the difference between, let's say, the mm-hmm. people who are listening down in Key West to us right now, the difference what really it's like there versus the folks
Pensacola
listening.
Pensacola in northern Florida or something.
Yeah. The people in St. Augustine and Jacksonville that are listening to us. Or people that are listening, I keep using the reference to the Jet, the great FM station in northern central Florida, very rapidly growing area. Is there a similarity between the area that we're talking about where Lake City is versus down in Key West or even Melbourne and Vero Beach? No, it's a whole different everything about that state. It's a very interesting state, full of oxymoronic kind of situations. So as the country focuses on Florida and thinks one thing, those of you who are in Florida have a chance right now to sell your state. What do you like best about Florida? And the reason you went to Florida was you fill in the blank, okay? 800-510-8255. Later in the hour, we're going to meet Jade Steele, who is the focus in our New Music Tuesday experiment. That'll be after the bottom of the hour. But right now, I want to focus on Florida, site of all the attention, but not for the reason that most other people are focusing on Florida. What's it really like to be in Florida and to be a Floridian? 800-510-8255, 16 after the hour on Good Day with Jen and Doug.
What do we do before social media? Smoke signals? I mean, everybody's using it. Wouldn't it be great if you, small business owner, could get your best customers to share your message with all their friends? Now you can, with email marketing from Constant Contact. That's right, email. You send a Constant Contact email to your customers. It has a share button that lets them, well, share your message on social media. And suddenly, OMG, their friends become your next customers. This so beats smoke signals. Go to ConstantContact.com and sign up for a free 60-day trial today.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to ProFlowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit ProFlowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Schiff Move Free Ultra.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your Federal Free Edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
800-510-8255. Our focus on Florida. Those of you who live there, why do you live there? Do you think the rest of the country has the real scoop on you and what it's like to live in Florida? Stan's calling, listening to WTTV in Vero Beach. Hi, Stan.
How are you doing? Good morning. First time, a long time listener, first time caller.
Thank you.
I live in Vero Beach. It's a great county to live in, a lot of seniors. It was sad to see the Dodgers go. I think that was a great asset to the community.
I agree with
you.
Yes,
it was, Dan.
I used to go to Dodger Town all the time, both when I was working at KVC here in Los Angeles, and because TTV is there, Mr. Davis gave me a very nice time when I was there going to Dodger Town, and it is, I'm sure, sorely missed in lots of different ways. I don't. Does anybody really even understand why they went someplace else? I never did understand that.
I never did, and it was sad.
Yeah. All right, so Stan, what do you like best about Vero Beach, and what do you think about, you're sort of in the central, although east part of the state, do you think people have the right idea?
They're just all-around good people, I guess, good farmers.
I belong more
to the farming community than I do with the senior part of the community. But all around, they're good people. They sometimes tend to drive over bridges with their left-hand turn signals on, but other than that, it's okay. They're good people. They bring a lot of money to the community.
Yeah.
I enjoy our beaches. I enjoy our fruit.
There's a lot of fruit.
I enjoy the sun.
Sun and fun.
Looking forward, hopefully, to casinos coming in.
Ah, man, won't that do something for the state? Every state ought to have casinos, I think, to level it off. All right, Stan, obviously an enthusiastic Floridian. Thank you for representing your part of the state. 800-510-TALK. What about you in Florida? 21 after the hour on Good Day.
What if pain could be reduced, ailments could be alleviated, physical and mental stress could be eased, and blood circulation increased, all by simply lying down? Introducing the original Biomat. The Biomat is an FDA-registered medical device that combines deep penetrating infrared space-age technology and revitalizing negative ions with the incredible healing power of amethyst crystals. A biomat can boost your immune system, relieve pain and stiffness, reduce stress and fatigue, and assist in detoxifying your body. Join the thousands of people reporting relief from chronic pain, fibromyalgia, arthritis, sports injuries, insomnia, and much more. Each biomat comes with a lifetime trade-in and three-year warranty. Learn more at bio-mats.com, spelled bio-mats.com, or call 360-944-8692. That's 360-944-8692. Visit bio-mats.com today and enhance your life with a biomat.
Warning, the unprepared may not survive the next natural disaster, terrorist attack, pandemic, or economic collapse. In light of recent global unrest and natural disasters, we bring you this urgent message from David Morris, author of the acclaimed Urban Survival Course. Because this message is urgent, we won't waste time on the why you should act now. You already know why. It's the very real and growing dangers reported in the media every day. Now it's the what you must do. Go to myfreesurvivalminicourse.com and claim your free Urban Survival Minicourse that will prepare you right in your own home. Today, David Morris is offering you instant access to a 7-part urban survival mini course at myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. You should already be at your keyboard. Enough talk. Act now while you still have time and while it's still free. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com. Myfreesurvivalminicourse.com or call 866-523-4076. 866-523-4076. You'll be glad you did.
Missing an Angel. This is a dedication to Jennifer and Maria Vedrici.
Doug, in the early days, was actually an original member of Tavares. He got manure all over his satin, shiny, silver disco pants, and they kicked him out of the band.
That's a flugelhorn.
Isn't that what you played in the band when you were there?
I did, flugelhorn? I had the biggest flugelhorn in the band.
So that rumor's true.
I know size can be daunting, but don't be afraid. I love you.
Join the party, Doug Steffens, good day.
So much going on. This is exciting. President Obama trying to get out the youth vote in new and interesting ways. And today, and this might be a first, today President Obama answered young people's questions on YouTube. He went on YouTube, the president, yeah. As a result, Obama's latest poll numbers are 55% LOL and 45% totally gay. That's the response. People said totally gay is the answer to about 50%.
Yeah, yeah.
It's 50% of the comments on the internet about anything.
Yeah, yeah.
Hindenburg blowing up. Totally gay.
Hey, congratulations to SEAL Team 6. You know the guys that got Osama bin Laden? Well, they did it again. They staged a successful rescue of two hostages being held in Somalia. These guys can take out anybody. In fact, today Mitt Romney called and said, are you available for freelance work in the Florida area?
Hey, today, as I'm sure you're all aware, is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. So if you see some bubble wrap today, I'd like you to appreciate it. Today is Bubble Wrap Appreciation Day. Wednesday is National Baked Alaska Day. Friday is National Carrot Cake Day. I'm not sure how these days get started, but I'm getting very fat celebrating them. Many of these, I guess their holidays are dumb, but bubble wrap is kind of worth celebrating, right? Packing peanuts, I hate. I mean, that could... They can burn in hell for all I care. But bubble wrap, how can you not like bubble wrap? Bubble wrap has given us hours and hours of delightful little pops.
Well, the Super Bowl is almost here, you guys. And get this, I read that Americans will eat about 450 million chicken wings on Super Bowl Sunday. Or as Thanksgiving turkeys put it, who's laughing now, chickens? Huh? If the chickens were laughing at turkeys, Thanksgiving time?
They hate them.
They hate them.
They hate
them. It's a well-known fact.
It's a great day for America, everybody. Yes. Not just a great day for one man here in L.A. who was arrested for driving in the nude. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. I didn't didn't know it was a crime. Now that I know it's a crime, it will not be me. I think it's outrageous. You shouldn't be arresting this guy. You should be applauding this guy. He finally found out a way to do the hands-free texting.
There's Miss Ferguson, Craig Ferguson, Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Jay Leno, and Conan O'Brien with some jokes that are pertinent, relevant to this Tuesday, the 31st of January, 2012. Doug Steffens, good day. Mr. McFadden is here. Ms.
Hello.
Horn is here. We have spent some time talking about Florida, and I wanted to get to some of these callers here, but it's taken 5 minutes to get there. So I don't know whether we have the... In the meantime, we have Jade Steele. Richie, what do you know about Jade Steele, who is our new music, our star of the day musically?
I'm going to have to come up to speed like you guys are.
Really?
I don't know.
She has an album called Children of Humboldt. It's a Northern California coastal area. You know where that is, right near San Francisco, Jennifer?
Yeah.
Yeah, you
yeah, think about it for a minute.
Yes, of course you do. All right, I'm going to do a little exploring here. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Mary.
All right, so Mary, what do you like about Florida? You're in Punta Gorda over on the other side of the area. I was talking about Fort Myers, Fort Pierce, et cetera, et cetera. So what do you like?
Yes,
if we focus on Florida, what do people not know about where you are in that area?
Well, I originally moved here thinking I was going to have fun in the sun, beaches, the ocean, and yeah, I need to get in the car and drive for that. But what I love most is the conservative family values that are here with Floridians. It's a wonderful family-orientated state.
You mean all ages? You think all ages of Floridians enjoy that sort of family-friendly attitude?
Yes, young and old.
You do? Okay. Well, so you came from what part of New England?
No, I'm a New Yorker. Shame on you.
Really?
You come
sure
on,
sounded
Dad.
Like an idea person to me. Shame on me. What part of New York? New York City or someplace else?
Well, I was born in Brooklyn. I worked in Queens, but I lived on Long Island.
Ah. But there is a great deal of difference, and a lot of people that come from New York where you are from will stay on the east coast of Florida, so the fact that you went to the west coast is pretty interesting. All right, well, thank you, Mary, for telling us your story. Good to have you as a listener there in Punta Gorda. To good day, it's 29 past the hour.
Some nights I can't get to sleep. Some nights I can't stay asleep. With Unisom, I can do both.
Unisom sleep tabs are clinically proven to help you fall asleep 33% faster and keep you asleep longer, so you get a more restful night's sleep. Made with an ingredient not found in other leading sleep aids, Unisom sleep tabs are safe and non-habit forming. Just one pill takes the uncertainty out of bedtime, giving you the sleep you need.
So I wake up ready to go.
Unisom sleep tabs. Fall asleep faster. Sleep longer.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country lack convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Attention, America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing a diabetes breakthrough, an easy, natural, organic way to bring relief to diabetics. Introducing MDS Forte, a concentrated super strength extract formulated for those who are looking for relief. What can MDS Forte do for you? MDS Forte reduces glucose levels safely and effectively, reduces cholesterol and triglyceride levels, increases HDL or good cholesterol while reducing LDL or bad cholesterol. MDS Forte reduces A1C, improves eyesight and circulation to the limbs, and helps with weight loss. Is non-toxic, caffeine-free, 100% natural, 100% organic, and comes with a 100% money-back guarantee. Waiting for the side effects disclaimers? With MDS Forte, there are none. Order a 25-day treatment of MDS Forte by calling 213-405-5355, 213-405-5355, or visit bestbloodsupport.com. That's bestbloodsupport.com for MDS Forte, a diabetes breakthrough.
Hi, folks. Jason Lewis here. Did you know USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families? Well, bravo. I applaud responsibility. But I have a far better idea, a way for you to stay home and earn that second income to pay bills or get ahead financially. I recommend starting your own internet-based home business through incomeathome.com. They can help you start earning money fast. No selling soap, no cold calling, and no pressure. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can do this in the comfort of your home. They provide the coaching and they bring potential customers to your home computer. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. And you know, I recommend incomeathome.com to all of my listeners. So visit incomeathome.com and check out the $1,000 giveaway. That's incomeathome.com. Don't forget to tell them Jason Lewis sent you. That's incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com, incomeathome.com.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199 or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Episodic adventure of idyllic proportions. The Doug Steffen Good Day program.
Wow.
Yeah, big time, Richard.
That's a lot to live up to.
It is.
I was looking at some of these blogs, some of the tweets. We've decided that Jennifer is the sweetest tweeter that we know, Richie. She's
there is no sweeter tweeter.
Tweeter. Sweeter tweeter.
So I can see my sweeter tweeter.
Sweeter tweeter. Let's see here. Dear Google, I've successfully received the 5 notifications, 18 emails, 6 pop-ups about your change privacy policy. Please send more. One of these tweets today. Let's see here. Here's Derek who tweets, I really miss when MTV was actually about music and not about pregnant 16-year-old girls.
Yeah.
Let's see here. Really good one. If someday we all go to prison for downloading music, I just hope they split us by the music genre.
True.
All right, so here we are. Speaking of music, it's New Music Tuesday. And we welcome Jade Steele with his band Emerald Triangle. This is the album's called Children of Humboldt. This is called Diamond in the Rough. Humboldt is the name of a county in Northern California. We talked about that a few minutes ago. Put a perspective on where all this may be coming from.
But the song's inside, I'm satisfied. A simple man, so full of
reggae,
pride.
Yeah,
I like it.
So yeah. Won't let you down. You'd rather smile than wear a frown. Sing yourself, try to help. Life is short, so love yourself. Stay positive, keep stress away. Give thanks and praise every day. With the song in your heart, you know the door is always open. Like a diamond in the rough, a wreck is crashing off and broken. With the song in your heart, you know the door is always
reggae.
Open.
Love it.
I like it too.
All right, so Jade Steele has made an impact, at least on the three of us. Let's see if we can make an impact on 3 million more people by visiting with us here on Good Day. Jade Steele, welcome.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
Well, it's interesting. We try to... Well, this is not a music program. It's a program about what's going on in people's lives, and music certainly influences all of us. If you don't believe that, watch Mitt Romney on YouTube singing that patriotic song. The bust that is. Anyway, everybody likes to sing. Some people are better at it than others. For example, I'm better at it than Rich is.
I'll admit that. Yes, you are.
Yeah, right. I'm better.
Doesn't mean you're good.
I may not be as good at it as Jade is.
Right.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us your story. What got you around to this? You sing when you were in school or church as a kid. How did you decide this was a good thing for you to do?
Well, I started singing as a in a punk rock band when I was younger.
Oh, cool.
Were
you a punk as a kid?
Yeah, well, I guess we all start out as punks, but more or less. Yeah, this band was called Corrupted Youth.
Really?
When I was a kid.
Uh-huh.
And
Parents must have been thrilled with that.
Not really.
No.
But that was what made it cool.
Uh-huh.
Right. Exactly.
So that went on for a while and evolved into a metal band called Cold Steel, which eventually gave me my name, Jade Steel.
Oh. So what's your real name?
Jade Steel.
Ah.
We can tell you, but I'd have to kill you.
Yeah, right.
With a drumstick.
Right. Uh-huh. I think
drumstick to the eye.
Yeah, that's right.
So, yeah, that went on for a while. And I met my producer, Andre Johnson, and became a produced musician. I started came out with my debut album, Jade Steel, my first album.
At what age?
That was probably around 22.
Mm-hmm. How much of a job was that? How much of an accomplishment was it for someone to do? You've been an anti-establishment sort in terms of the way your music is done. So we have Taylor Swift and some of the other younger people who've been very successful, but they've done it. I don't know. Correct me, Richie, or save me on this one. They've done it in using both the traditional and the new method of distributing songs, right? Isn't that true with somebody like Taylor Swift?
Taylor Swift, she went the direct route. She didn't become big on YouTube or iTunes. She became big through
She definitely
through
used
record
it
company.
To get bigger.
So she's
yes.
corporate. She's corporate.
She's corporate.
Yes.
All right, so Jade is not corporate.
I'm independent.
Independent, okay. A lot of people try to do a mix, but there's more and more independence for sure, which is great.
Yeah. So what sort of hassle was it, or how difficult at 22 was it to get recognized? I guess that's really, you're now, the quest is to get you more recognized. People, by the way, interested in Jade's website is jadesteel.com, JadeSteel.com.
And you can catch him on YouTube also.
Yeah. All right, so what kind of a job is it? You got to be a businessman as well as a songwriter and a singer, right?
You have to be pretty creative. You constantly have to reinvent yourself. Of course, publicity, promotion, PR is important, and radio.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys are definitely a big help.
Well,
And I thank you for that. Like I said, you constantly have to be clever and reinventive. I was actually at the Grammys the other night here in the Bay Area Grammys in San Francisco. And I was the only person there that had CDs that was being passed out, which kind of surprised me a little bit.
Yeah.
You have to be clever, and you have to be at the right place at the right time. A lot of times it's an introduction and a handshake and who you know.
Mm-hmm.
I hate to say it, but even in this game, there's so much payola that's still happening.
Really?
You know what I mean?
How so? I'll be naive because I am naive about this stuff. Where does it show up? Where do you have to? Who do you grease?
Well, I guess the PR people, radio, anybody that's going to help you is going to want to be helped along the way.
So, do the program directors or the people, the promotion people at radio stations, want to get paid off?
I couldn't tell you all of that, for to say.
All right,
but it seems like there's a chain event that happens,
mm-hmm.
and you know, they say that, oh, well, if you're good, you know, people will come out of the woodwork and they'll help you. And that's true to a certain extent. But
just for the record, you're not paying to be heard on this program, so I don't want anybody. I'm sort of chuckling to myself, thinking someone's going to pay.
So much it broke the bank.
You know, our prices are pretty high, Jay.
Yeah. So how do you get around that? I mean, what are some of these creative ways you found to get around it? Because we all know that there's a system, whether we knew that there was still payola or not, you know, but there's always been a system or a club that you have to get into. How do you get around that club?
Well, the Internet has helped a lot.
Yeah.
And that's something that's never been around before. I think that with this day and age, through the Internet, people are really making leaps and bounds in this area.
So when you mix that with your live shows and your gigs and your touring, I mean, what kind of a boost do you get out of that? When you walk out of a club, do you see, what kind of hits do you see on your website and your YouTube and your downloads of your music?
Oh, 100%. The numbers go up a lot. The amount of people that come back to you through this is tenfold. It really does make a difference.
And then with social marketing, with like Facebook and Twitter and MySpace and all that stuff, they're all telling their friends. I mean, do you see a large growth at your next show in that area when you come around?
I do.
Good.
I do, yeah. The social media content definitely helps.
This organic growth is the most exciting thing in the music business.
Well, it's not only that, Rich. It's exciting everywhere. The organic growth. Look at the, just as an aside here, this would be probably a good song for you, Jade. The protesters, I think it's either here in L.A. or in Washington or San Francisco, someplace, those people who are protesting, the government wants to get them out, and they're not moving. They're not budging. They're staying. And it is the word of mouth that's being spread around, Facebook exchanges, Twitter exchanges, the various social media. And, you know, the government is looking bad. Obama, who uses this media so much, now is, you know, they say, well, it's the local police. Baloney. If the local police were told to stand down by the feds, they would. They haven't been. They've been told to clean them up and get them out. And so, but it's because of the new media.
Wait a minute, what happened? Oh, yeah, the new media.
Yeah, it's because of the new media that this kind of stuff doesn't, you know, you don't get the wool pulled over your eyes. And the same thing can be said about how to promote new music, new ideas. Let's listen to this new album. He says, Jade says in the promotional stuff that I saw, it's a Healy album. This song is called Code Red. From Children of Humboldt, J.C. This is guitars. So, Jade, what story are you telling here with Code Red?
Well, Code Red comes from my last album, which was called Jade Steele and Emerald Triangle, Tales of the Rondo, and which was attached to a science fiction fantasy cartoon. It was an animated adventure. As you can tell, it's not reggae.
No.
It's more or less heavy metal.
Mm-hmm. Dude, you are schizophrenic when it comes to music, aren't you?
Yeah, it's true. They call me a Picasso of arts when it comes to being a lyricist.
I have two genres.
I have a reggae world beat genre, and I have a rock and roll metal genre.
Hmm.
And hence the name Jade Steele. I am somewhat of a cartoon character and a metaphorical spirit. I have these two genres. I have two bands that I work with.
Mm.
And that does make, I feel that makes me different as an artist. There's not many artists out these days that are able to morph into both.
Right, they're a cookie cutter.
Right.
They've got a slight template, and they just keep pumping it out.
Michael Bublé, you aren't. This
right.
Is,
so I feel that that does make me different. Yeah. Different. It gives me an edge. Mm-hmm. I did grow up with both. I grew up with both reggae, world beat, sort of like a Peter Gabriel Police kind of a feel to it.
Yeah.
And also the Rob Zombie, Metallica, Incubus kind of thing going on too. Right. You know what I mean? So I have these two things going on, and I feel that does make me different as an artist and have more to say. And more to give.
The beauty of it is that it's not like you went from blues to jazz, or it's not like you went from rock to pop or rock to punk or something like that. You went from one end of the spectrum all the way over to the other, almost going from reggae to metal.
So there are downloads available at jadesteel.com. The CD, by the way, is printed on recyclable products, and I guess a percentage of your sales go to saving the rainforest, right?
And world hunger.
Yeah.
I'm going to think your metal fans don't really care about that as much as your reggae fans.
Hey, metal fans have environmental
stuff. Metal fans like to say, stay hungry.
All right, here's another cut. Is Crazy Life from Children of Humboldt or from the original album?
Crazy Life's actually from Children of Humboldt, the last album, which is album 4.
All right, so there you go. Number 4 for a man who's working at it. Sounds a little like, at the beginning of it, sounds a little like Van Morrison, actually, here. I listened to that. All right, so reggae, blues, rock, all kinds of things together. Very interesting.
Dude,
fellow.
Keep up the variety. I love
it. Yep, jadesteel.com. The album's called Children of Humboldt. You can find out other things about other of his albums there. All right, sir, thank you. Nice to have you here. New Music Tuesday at 12 before the hour on Good Day.
Time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Tummy troubles? Digestive Advantage can help. It supports your digestive health now and later. Here's how it works. First, a drug-free ingredient immediately begins to target your specific digestive needs. Then, with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Choose the Digestive Advantage dual-action formula that targets your digestive needs. Gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.
Valentine's Day is right around the corner, and Pro Flowers is offering an amazing early bird special. One dozen assorted roses plus a free glass vase for just $19.99. Go to proflowers.com, look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner, and enter the secret code 2323. But hurry, this incredible deal expires this Friday. The price of roses will skyrocket during Valentine's Week. Order now from Pro Flowers to get huge savings. You pick the delivery date and it's guaranteed. One dozen stunning assorted roses sent fresh from the fields, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least a full 7 days for only $19.99, and will include a free vase with every order. Remember, the price of roses can double, even triple during Valentine's Week, and this early bird special expires Friday. The only way to get this amazing deal is to visit proflowers.com. Look for the radio microphone in the upper right corner and enter the secret code 2323.
Chapstick asks, where do lost chapsticks go?
Hi, I'm Rick, and I lose my cherry chapstick a lot. The first 26 times I lost it, I found it laid in my back right pocket. And I'm a lefty, but this time, it's gone, man. And my chapstick has always been there for me. Like that one crazy cold winter, chapstick was my best friend. So if you see it, wait, is this it?
Do you know where your lost chapstick is? Have your say at facebook.com/chapstick. And try new Chapstick Lip Shield 365 with SPF 50 for all-season protection. Ultra moisturizing for softer, healthier lips.
Florida voters polled find the Doug Steffen Good Day program more authentic than the other morning radio programs around the state. That's very nice. Thank you, Florida voters. It's 51 past the hour on Good Day.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection action so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is a great song. Dire Straits, one of the biggest albums of the 80s. Brothers, the late 70s.
Mimicking Rich. It's 53 past the hour. Next Good Day program. The program Experiencing Life in all of its finest forms. Discussions of all kinds of things.
Some moments finer than others.
Yes, they are. Right, exactly. And your singing would be part of a fine time.
You don't want to hear me sing.
No, no. I want to hear me sing. You don't want to hear me sing.
Guitar, drums, okay, yeah, fine.
Right. All right, let's get to technology here on Good Day. Companies like Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, AOL, working on a system to help prevent you from getting malicious email. That'd be kind of good. Maybe the secret is just get an Apple and get them back.
You still get the email. It just doesn't have the same effects.
I see. Okay. All right. So we have that. And Google's new privacy policy. Let's spend a little time on that as we get into technology here. Shelley Palmer in a moment on Good Day.
When you're ready to save money, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. With our exclusive Way to Save savings account, you can save money automatically. Every time you use your debit card to make a purchase or pay a bill with Wells Fargo Online Bill Pay, $1 is transferred from your Wells Fargo checking account to your Way to Save account. You can also set up recurring daily or monthly transfers to save even more money fast. Call, click, or stop by today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, companies including Google, Yahoo, Microsoft, and AOL are working on a system to help prevent users from receiving malicious emails. The group's goal is to make email a more secure messaging system where sensitive data like bank information can be transmitted safely. In other news, hope isn't lost if you used MegaUpload.com to store personal files. Prosecutors are working on a deal with the company storing the data and hope to release your files in the near future. If no deal is made, the data could be gone as early as this week. And finally, AT&T announced that the highly anticipated Samsung Note will be available February 19th. The 4G LTE smartphone has a huge 5.3-inch screen and includes a stylus that converts your handwriting to text. It costs $300 with a 2-year contract, and pre-orders begin February 5th. Visit ShelleyPalmer.com to read all about it.
For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer. Everyone would like to get a few more miles from their gasoline. You'll be happy to know there's a gasoline that can help you do just that. BP gasoline with Invigorate can help your car get a few more miles per tank when compared to low detergent gas. When used continuously, it helps clean and protect critical engine parts from harmful deposits, which can help you go a little farther between fill-ups. We're confident you'll find a good use for the extra miles, even if it's just taking the long way home to hear the end of your favorite song on the radio. Fill up today with BP gasoline with Invigorate.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply. Free. Call 1-800-654-6449. That's 1-800-654-6449. 1-800-654-6449.
Okay, so with all of this discussion about Google and their one policy, one experience, they say they're getting rid of over 60 different privacy policies and replacing them with one that's a lot shorter and easier to read. And therefore,
so they say the lawyers.
Easier. And they sent a three-page, I mean, that's why I read that sweet tweet a few minutes ago from somebody who said, thanks, Google, for all of your email about the updated privacy policy
released,
terms of service, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I've received no less than 20 emails from them about something.
Anywhere and everywhere.
Yeah.
It's tailored for you. It's easy to share. It's easy to corroborate.
I get it. I get what they're trying to do. But
what they're doing is ruining. They're becoming, just like Facebook and so many other companies that outgrew, they're too big for their britches. They're too big. They can't control what's going on. Sad. Because a great American company, but I see the roots of destroy. They're sowing the seeds of their own. Look at the comments. They're not even reading the comments from their own users about how annoyed the users are. Same thing with Facebook. Why do you think the kids are all running over to Twitter.
Yeah,
going there too. All right, anyway, here I am, the expert.
Follow us at Good Day Show.
Thank you.